and in Baxter in the Morning.
Well, Kelly, we have a special guest in the studio this morning, and I will tell you we've had to jump through hoops to get her in here.
Yes.
Not because of her, but because she's on this TV show on NBC called The Voice, which is a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
And once contestants make it to The Voice, it's like, you know, they're in all kinds of demand. Social media goes crazy. And we had to pull some strings, and we have in the studio with us this morning, Mary Beth Bird.
Hi, y'all.
Good morning. We saw you on TV on Monday, and you pretty much killed it.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, so what was the difference in your life from Monday before The Voice, like Monday at 6 p.m. compared to Monday at 9 p.m.?
I will tell you, my life has like dramatically changed. I mean, my phone has been ringing off the hook and just dinging with messages. Social media is blowing up, but I cannot tell you how much I appreciate it. Like, all of the love and support is overwhelming, but amazing. Like, it's awesome.
It's really neat to have you in the studio because I saw you, I guess it was 2 weeks ago, A-State football.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing the hosting deal, and I'm down there on the field, and I did the intro, right? And it's like, here's the intro, here's the weather report, and I'm told, make sure the microphone goes to center field, to the 50-yard line, so the national anthem can be sang. And I walk up to this young girl who was on the sidelines, and I hand her the microphone, and I'm like, oh man, this is intimidating. You know, if there's 20,000 people out there.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
And you're singing the toughest song to sing, where there's not a room full of people singing it. You're singing the national anthem.
Yes.
People are standing there watching you.
You hear your own echo.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yes. Like, I had these little camo earplugs in both of my ears, and I just prayed before. I was like, God, please let me not mess this up because of how bad the echo is.
I know.
But yeah, it was.
You killed it though.
Thank you.
I was standing back there and I'm like, okay, she's good so far. Because I want people to do well
yeah,
when they're
course,
out there, right?
Yeah.
And
it's
she
a lot of pressure.
You just
so
kept,
much pressure.
But you kept going. And I'm like, she is killing it. And the reaction at the end, you should have known.
Bumps.
If you could hear it, because I know you had the ear things in, it was a great reaction.
Those things worked like a charm though, let me tell you.
Can I tell you my experience? I'm not sure if she remembers this. But we're standing there together and I'm like, are you singing the national anthem? And we're trying to have this conversation. And she looked at me and said, I have these things in my ear.
I was like, oh, I hope this guy doesn't think I'm rude, but like, I literally could not hear anything.
She basically said, will you shut up and leave me alone? I'm about to sing the freaking national anthem.
Basically.
You're out there screaming and I'm doing the anthem. So can we rewind to like early life, Armorell, Arkansas?
Yes, let's take it back.
All right, Armorell, Arkansas. I've actually done rock and apple parties there
really?
In the schools way back. So for people who might not know, Armorell is a little bit east and maybe northeast of Blytheville.
Yes.
As a coach, I always remember they had really good track teams and girls mm-hmm. that could pole vault.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I did track for a few years. I played a little bit of basketball and then
okay.
played softball till my senior year. So.
Okay, but your senior year was like last year.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I keep forgetting. I'm college life now.
Yeah.
So.
Are you going to A-State?
Yes, freshman at A-State right now.
Okay, so I saw Chancellor Kelly Danfus in your
it,
photos
yeah.
and stuff like that. So he seems pretty proud of you.
Oh, him and Beth are such sweethearts. I love them mm-hmm. so much. Like, I literally light up every time I see them because
we all
just,
do. Yeah,
they are just so involved in campus and just really, really love their students. Like, I literally feel like I'm a part of a family, and I've only been there for a month.
Did you know you wanted to go to A-State, or was that environment part of what made you want to go?
So I was very unsure at first, but until I went to visit,
right.
And as soon as I went to visit, and mom and I got in the car afterwards, I looked at her, I said, this is home. Like,
aww,
this is where I want to
awesome.
Go to college at because of how nice everyone was.
So when you make millions of dollars, they're going to have you on advertising campaigns saying that.
Yes.
Heck yeah.
You know that's going to happen. Again, Mary Beth Bird joins us in the studio. She's from Armorell, Arkansas. She is currently on The Voice on John Legend's team, which there's a whole lot to talk about with
mm-hmm.
that. But I like to dig back and try to find out more about the person who we saw on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Because Armorell, Arkansas... You worked with the family business, I read.
Yes. Big Bird's Barbecue.
It's because I plugged the business. Big Bird's Barbecue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I just needed a job. And who better to work with than your own dad? And I,
right.
you know, dad and I always have a lot of fun together. And, you know, we get the job done. I kind of think that I picked up on his work ethic. I mean, he's a dream follower. So I think we're a lot alike. So working with them, of course, was the best option for me.
Have you learned how to cook?
Well, yes, But I will say, I can't just cook on a whim. Like, you have to show me exactly how to do something, and then I'll get it right. But, like, you can't just be like, here, cook lasagna. I would be like, what? Like, what?
Right. What's your job at Big Bird's Barbecue?
So usually I work at the window, or I mix up the barbecue. That's my favorite thing, is like adding flavor to it, because I love food. Like, I love just food in general. I mean, it's just like the best thing ever. But so I put the barbecue in a bowl, and I add like different seasonings and like dad's special sauce that he makes.
Right.
And the key is getting it right, like the amount of each,
right,
you know, to make it taste, you know, the best that it can taste. So that's kind of my job. And I chop up the barbecue, which is pretty fun.
Did you bring us any for breakfast? A little bit early for that.
Oh, that's funny.
So here's what you have to think about, though. Big Bird's Barbecue. Mm-hmm. If you want to talk about who can benefit off of her being on The Voice, man, if you know she's working the window,
right,
you're going to buy some barbecue up there in Mississippi County.
Yes, and he also does catering too, which I think is his favorite, because like I get to help him like prepare all the meat, and then he takes it to like different social events and just different things, different parties. So it's a lot of fun.
If you're going to have a barbecue sandwich, right? The barbecue mm-hmm. sandwich is there. Do you do slaw on it or no slaw?
It depends. We ask the customer.
But for you personally.
Oh, for me, no. I am a simple gal. I want just barbecue and the sauce.
Yeah.
No slaw.
Every once in a while, I get that wild thing in my head where I want the slaw on there.
Really?
But as a kid growing up in Texas, we never put slaw on barbecue.
Yeah.
Like, that just wasn't a thing.
Have y'all ever had a barbecue bologna sandwich?
No.
Y'all have not lived.
Is that a specialty?
It's a specialty that dad does, and it's amazing.
Okay, right. That's what we'll have to get.
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds good. So your first memories of music, obviously you have a talent and a skill, and people, when they saw you, were like, wow, she's really good, and she could be right there at the top of this TV show. What was your first memories of music and your first favorite singer and all that?
So really, I started singing ever since I could talk. I mean, just from the moment I opened my mouth, like, I just always had like a nick for music. And so I had this really, really bad stuttering problem when I was little. And like, I know I talk a lot about this to people, but it was such a big staple in my childhood, because I was bullied very badly. And I didn't, like, we tried speech therapy and nothing was fixing it. And so I, as a kid, felt lost and alone. Right. And like, what could help? Like, my parents can't even help me. Like, what is going to happen? And so I really feel like music was my refuge as far as helping me get out of that rut that I was in. Wow. And so I started performing and just singing out loud and like studying lyrics, you know, and like started reading the lyrics out loud. And that just kind of helped me get rid of the stuttering.
Man.
So you don't stutter at all anymore?
No stutter. Like,
and you never went through any kind of special training? I mean, it was really just the music that helped you get through
it
that.
It was just the music, because like, wow, even my parents were like, okay, nothing is helping. Like, what do we do for our daughter? And so then I just remember one day I was sitting there and I started singing along with the radio, and it clicked to me. I was like, oh my gosh, like, I don't stutter when I sing. So that is probably the best therapy to go with. And so I just started doing that. And then eventually over time, it just went away. And it's like, that's why music is so special to me, because it brought me out of something that was so heartbreaking, you know, and just like, didn't let me be at my full potential.
I think that's awesome. What a great story though. Because music is so strong and so powerful.
Mm, it is.
And, you know, you can go back to moments when you hear a song, and I hear songs, I'm like, oh, I remember what was going on in my life around that time. And it takes you back to a certain year or
certain
summer.
It brings those feelings back, yeah.
And it takes you back to that phrase. It's like, when words fail, music speaks. And I think that is so true. And I've literally lived by that. So.
Again, Mary Beth Bird joins us in the studio this morning. She's on The Voice on NBC. She's on John Legend's team. So we talked about early life.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about you finding music,
yes,
and then you found the pageant world as well.
Yes, I did. So mom has always pushed me to do pageants, and I never really understood it. I was like, mom, why are you pressuring me so hard to do this?
Right.
As a, you know, young teenager, I didn't understand what it was all about. Well, so I did it for years. I mean, I was a Diamond State princess, ever since I was 5 years old. And
so,
like,
you and Camille Cathy.
Oh, yes, me and Camille Cathy.
You remember Camille was falsifying documents to become a part of the
Oh, that's right.
to become
that's
a part
right.
of the process.
Literally she was my very, very best friend in the pageant, in the pageant world. But yeah, I did pageants, and my favorite part was the talent competition. Yep. Like, that was the only reason probably why, like, I did them in that moment. I was like, I just want to get on stage and sing. But now that I look back on it, I feel like all of the talking and the interview prep and, you know, pageants just, they teach you poise and confidence mm-hmm. and just how to carry yourself as a young woman. And I really feel like that has prepared me for now, because I would not be who I am today without it. You know, I mean, it just, I feel like it really helped me develop. So
I didn't understand it either. Like, I'll be honest. We went down mm-hmm. and did Miss Arkansas stuff 2 or 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. We did our morning show down there, interviewed contestants. And then every time we were talking to a contestant, it was all coming back to the same thing. It's about learning. It's about becoming a better person. It's about scholarships. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this isn't what I thought it was. I thought it was, oh, beauty and blah, blah, blah,
exactly.
blah, blah, win a crown.
The stereotype, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not.
Mm-mm.
And once you figure that out, it gives you a totally different respect for the entire system.
Yes, and like the friendships that you make, I mean, I would not take it back for the world.
All right, so fast forward to, I guess, about a year ago, probably. You hear about The Voice and the audition process, and mm-hmm. you think, hey, I think I'm going to go try that. I mean, why not? I think I have a talent.
Mm-hmm.
You go out and audition, and what's going through your head as you're making that journey? Did you drive or fly to an audition?
I drove.
Okay.
So I was actually in Nashville working with C.J. Wilder. I don't know if you know him.
I know that name.
Him and Chuck Wilder, his dad. We have always been good friends throughout the years. You know, they lived in Blytheville.
Right.
And so I connected with him and just started working with him before all of this stuff happened. And, you know, we would just get together and play music and just bounce each other's ideas off of each other. And so I was down there working with him, and he just said, hey, you know, The Voice is in Nashville. You should go audition. I was like, oh, I could never do that. Like, that's just so crazy. So many people try out. Like, I just could never do that. And Mom was like, well, why not? We don't have anything to do tomorrow anyway. So I was like, well, I guess we got something to do now. So I threw an outfit together just from what I had brought. You know, I didn't bring anything special because I wasn't expecting to do anything right. crazy. And so I just go the next day. And then from there, I'm here to where I am now.
It's a whirlwind, right?
It is. I mean, it just all happens so fast.
So let's go back. The thing we saw on TV on Monday night, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're about to walk out there. They do a little bit of the preview package on you. But as far as day of, you're backstage. Mm-hmm. You know what's happening out there. There's a studio audience. The big bright lights are out there. The coaches yeah. in the chairs. And you can't see them when you walk out. What's going through your mind before you step up on that stage?
Oh, wow. So I'm not even going to lie to you. I was a little bit nervous. But I will tell you that I prayed. I did. Like, I pray before every performance because, like, I just have a really, really strong relationship with God, and I really feel like He puts you where you need to be. Like, He knows my plan, like, even though I don't. And so I knew that He already knew what was going to happen. So, like, why should I be nervous? You know, just get out there and do your best right. and let God, you know, handle the rest. And so I just kind of took a deep breath, and I'm not even kidding you guys. All of my nerves just left.
That's
like,
wild.
I did not feel 1 ounce of nervousness. So I walked out on stage, and I even thought, I like had this probably weird look on my face. I was like, I'm not nervous. Like, what?
You're nervous because you're not nervous.
I'm nervous because I'm not nervous. And I was like, this is not right. So I get up there, and I just, usually, you know, you feel it in your hands and you feel it in your arms. Mm-hmm. You know, you're shaking. I didn't feel any of that. I mean, it was
like the ultimate
feeling.
Calm.
Yeah. And like, I cannot thank anybody else but my Lord and Savior, because He did that for me. He helped me be the best that I could be in that moment.
So you start singing mm-hmm. and man, quick,
real
the
quick.
Chairs start turning around.
Mm-hmm.
Like you probably saw it on TV on Monday night when they heard the first little bit that came out,
mm-hmm.
you could see in their eyes. They knew there was something special there.
Mm-hmm.
When you're up there and you're singing, you're in the moment, and all of a sudden you see these chairs going bam, bam, spinning around. What goes through your mind then?
So usually when I'm singing, I'm kind of in the zone, you know, like I'm really good at keeping my composure, but in my brain, I was freaking out. I was
yeah.
like, oh my, because going into it, I was just hoping for one chair. Like
right.
everybody just hopes to get one chair turn, like, and they'll be fine. And I was like, Mom, you know, I really hope that I just get, like, that's all, like, I would be so thankful if I just get one.
Right.
So 4 was like such a blessing. I mean, I was just thinking in my head while I was singing, I was like, wow. Like, I'm really here doing this right now.
Right.
Is that sound, when they hit the button, as loud is it to you as it is to us in the like on TV? We're watching. And you know that sound, Brandon, that goes,
yeah.
Does it mess, did it mess you up or anything?
No.
Okay.
No, do you even hear that in the room?
Or do you just see the chair turning?
Because
that is loud. I think I would stop singing if I heard that sound.
Yeah, like, whenever we play it, it scares me.
Yeah,
I start
to
jump.
I know.
So I think, so literally while I'm singing, that's all I'm thinking about. Like, even when the audience is cheering and screaming, like, yes, I can hear it, but I don't really hear it. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm just like solely focused on like getting through my song and just really feeling the song so I can project that to the audience and to the coaches. Like, that's that was what my goal was to make them feel exactly what I was feeling while I was singing.
I guarantee you the pageant training, knowing how to to focus on those coaches in this situation or in the judges in a pageant, I guarantee you that helps.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So John Legend was the choice, Team John.
Yes.
Was there ever another option? Because, I mean, you could have picked, other than Blake, who was blocked, you could have picked any of the other three.
So all four judges are extremely talented. I mean, they're all incredible. Mm-hmm. There is no doubt about it. But I went into my audition thinking, you know, if Blake turns around, I want Blake. And that's so crazy because, like, so the whole time I was singing, so he didn't turn around until the end, right? So when he turns around, I see that he's blocked. And, like, in my brain, I was like, oh, no. Like, like, what do I do now?
Right.
So, like, I've just never been, like, put on the spot, like, that much in my life. Like, I felt so much pressure. I was like, oh, God, like, what do I do? Like, there, I have three awesome options right here. Like, who do I go with? So I was in my brain thinking, just listen to him talk and just see who stands out and just go with your gut at the end.
Right.
So they all, you know, were so passionate and so nice about wanting me on their team. But John said just something about his reaction to my voice and just how much he wanted me on his team and the things that he said. Like, he said, from the moment that you opened your mouth, like, I fell in love with your voice. And I was like, oh, wow. Like, that is just such a powerful statement coming from a legend. Like, John Legend is a legend.
And he's awesome.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. He is.
Hyper talented.
Mm-hmm.
Did you, again, Mary Beth Bird joins us in the studio this morning. She's on The Voice on NBC. Did you ever have a second where you felt bad for the other judges you didn't pick?
Okay. I will say I felt so bad. Like, walking off stage, I looked out, I was like, blowing kisses to all of them because I just love every single one of them. I grew up listening to their music, and I just, I do. I guess I'm just too much of a sweetheart sometimes because I really do feel bad, like, more than I probably should, but I mean, I felt so bad. But I love John.
Yeah,
and I'm glad that I went with who I went with.
Can you imagine that? Sorry, Kelly. Sorry, Gwen. I'm going to go ahead and go with John.
Yeah, I'm done. It sounds like a fake life. It sounds ridiculous. Have you met Chrissy Teigen yet?
No, but I want to put that request in because I love her.
Yes, we all love her.
Yeah, yeah, she's so beautiful.
So I was going back looking at who's going to be the mentor for the John Legend team, and I saw that was Usher. Does that make you nervous thinking that Usher's going to be in the room?
That does make me nervous. Because, like,
piece up A-Town down.
Literally every homecoming dance or prom that I have ever been to in my life. Yeah. Like, his song comes on and everybody freaks out and just starts dancing like crazy.
So. I remember playing that song when it was new.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I do. And then Taylor Swift is on this season as the mega mentor.
That's crazy.
That is insane. So, really cool stuff coming up with The Voice. I guess the next thing we're going to see from you on television is when you get to the battle round.
Yes, I'm super, super excited for that. So stoked.
So, if people want to follow you on social media, again, Mary Beth Bird from The Voice, what are the easiest ways to find you on social media?
So, my Instagram is marybeth.bird.music, all together, no caps.
Gotcha.
Marybeth_music is my Twitter.
Boom. Follow her on social media. Again, another great K-Fine Country artist who's representing all of us in this area on The Voice, Mary Beth Bird, Corey Jackson. It's cool to have that connection with you all, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much. Thank y'all for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.